Most school children drop music like a hot potato as soon as they get the chance, usually after their third year at secondary school when they take their subjects for GCSE. The children who keep it on tend to be the ones whose parents have already paid for them to have music tuition outside of school. One huge project, funded with private rather than public money, has vastly increased the numbers taking and passing music GCSE in state secondary schools. It began with 60 pilot schools, and its approach is now used in more than 800 schools around the UK. But it's controversial, because the students are allowed to choose some of what they will learn, and music theory, all that drawing of treble and bass clefs, doesn't tend to feature very much. David and Harry Grant, the singing coaches from Fame Academy, are here to talk with us about it. Also the cellist and campaigner for classical music education, Julian Lloyd Webber, and David Price, who is leading this project called Musical Futures, which has pioneered a new approach to teaching music. David, this pilot project then, who paid for it?
Well, it was funded by the Paul Hamlin Foundation. And they funded it to the tune of, it's been about £2 million over 5 years.
Now, why did you decide that you would let the students choose what they would study and play?
Well, you alluded to it earlier, Winifred. When students get to the age of 14, only 7% of them tend to continue with music. So we felt this didn't make any sense because it's at that point that music is such a passion for these kids. So we decided rather than having music done to them, which previously I think it would have been the case, that we'd actually start from where the students' own musical interests were at. And we'd develop it from there. And later on in the programme, we introduce all kinds of other musics, including classical musics, to these kids. But the key point is that the kids are in charge of their own learning.
What would you say then to those people who would think it's an easy option and they just must all be roaming around strumming on guitars?
Well, it's we need to make it an easier option. The aim of the project was to get more kids playing music for longer. And when you had so few kids who appeared to be excited about their music lessons in school, clearly we've got to do something about motivation. That was the biggest problem that we faced.